Good morning. This is Precept Bible Study, and today we are continuing our study in part three of the book of Hebrews, and we're on the 11th chapter, and we will be reviewing some in the 10th chapter. But let's begin our study today in prayer. Heavenly Father, I ask that you teach us through your Holy Spirit your precious word, that we may have wisdom and understanding of your truths, Father, to bring you honor and to bring you glory. And I ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, usually, it is part of our study. We've learned to always review what we have studied in the past so that it will get a big picture of what we're studying today. To bring it up to date, we want to look at our study in the past, and we know that this study today is about faith, and what we have learned in our past studies, going back to all of Hebrews from chapter 1 all the way to where we are today in chapter 11, we want to look back and see what Hebrews is about and why it was written. And in our study, we've learned that Hebrews is a word of exhortation, and it's about Jesus, our merciful and faithful high priest. It was written to the Hebrew believers who needed to be encouraged during their trials. And so, some of these, we learned, had turned away, or they had fallen back to the old covenant of the law. Now, in studying chapters 1 through chapter 4 of Hebrew, we learned that these chapters were primarily about Jesus as the faithful one. In chapter 2:17, we learned that he became flesh and blood to be the merciful and faithful high priest. In chapters 3, verses 2 through 6, we learned that Jesus is faithful over God's house. And who is God's house? It is all believers. So Moses was also faithful as a servant to God. So God spoke by his son Jesus, and he said in the word that we needed to pay close attention to what he said, to hear his voice and not harden our hearts in unbelief. The evil and unbelieving heart falls away from the living God. So we learn also that those who didn't believe didn't enter his rest. According to chapters 3 and 4, disobedience is unbelief. Now, in chapters 5 through 10, we learned about faith. Chapter 6, verse 1, mentions faith toward God as some of the elementary teachings or doctrines about Jesus, but believers are to press on or to go on to maturity. In chapter 6, verse 12, we learn that believers are to imitate others who inherit the promises of what God said through faith and patience. So, growing in faith is part of maturing. Now, we want to look at verses in chapter 10, verses 22 and 23. And I'll read these verses quickly. Verses 22 and 23 of chapter 10 of Hebrews. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. So we learn in these verses that God that promised is faithful. And all of our faith comes from God. He is the source and the example of faith. Now let's look at chapter 10, verses 38 and 39. 38 and 39 of chapter 10. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. So here we see in Hebrews in chapter 10, 38 and 39, that the righteous live by faith, even when judgment is coming and things are hard. So perseverance and endurance in faith leads to the preserving of a believer's soul. Now, this gets us up to today's study, which is in Hebrews chapter 11. And this is the study of faith. It's called the Hall of Faith, or the chapter that teaches us of faith. So the first thing we want to look at is, what does faith mean? What is the definition of faith? And in the Hebrew language, or in the Greek language, it means pistis. It means believe. And it's a conviction resulting in conduct. So in this very first verse of chapter 11, the writer of Hebrews says in verse 1, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. So it's assurance and conviction of things hoped for but not yet seen. So why is necessary? What is faith necessary for? First, it's necessary for approval or commendation by God. And second, it is to please God. And third, it is for the preserving of the soul. So we know that by faith we believe through his grace, and it brings salvation. And the writer now begins to give examples about faith. Let's read verses 2 through 7. For it the men of old gained approval, for by faith, this is verse 3, by faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. Verse 4, by faith Abel, and these are examples of those that believed by faith. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God. In verse 4 says, by faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous. God testifying about his gifts, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. And we learn in that Abel was a righteous man that lived by faith, and his offering was approved by God. Though he is dead, he's still an example of a righteous one that lives by faith. Now let's look at the next verse in verse 5. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God took him up, for he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. So Enoch is another example. He didn't die, and he was also a man that was pleased pleased God by faith. So one man of faith died and one did not. Oh, Abel died, but Enoch did not. And so without faith, in verse 6, it's impossible to please God, for he comes to God, must believe, he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Now look at verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world, and because an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. So Noah believed what God had told him about the coming judgment of the flood. So in obedience, he built the ark, which saved him and his household. He was a righteous man, and he lived by faith, even in light of the coming judgment. So, this is giving us these in the Old Testament, even before Jesus came, giving us an example that all of these received their salvation by faith. It was by faith. It was not by words. It was not by anything that they had done. It was only by God and through God and the people. So God is able to accomplish all that he has promised and all that he spoke. Let's look at verse 8 through 22. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. For he was looking for a city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And verse 11 says, by faith, Sarah herself received ability to conceive even beyond the proper time of life, since she considered him, God, faithful, who had promised. Therefore, there was born even of one man, and him as good as dead at that, speaking of Abraham, as many descendants as the stars of heaven in number and innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. So let's look at these verses Abraham. His faith grew from following God to a foreign land and believing that God would give him a son. And his faith grew so that when he was tested to offer Isaac, he considered God, who promised, is able to raise the dead. So we know that God is able to accomplish all that he has promised and all that he has spoken. Now, Sarah was an example of faith because she considered God faithful to his promise, even when it looked impossible for her to have a son. So God's promise of blessings went from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob, whose name God changed to Israel. So let's read on now and see others that brought about their salvation by faith that was given to them. All of these, looking at verse 13 through 31 now, all of these died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own. And indeed, if they are thinking of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, "In Isaac your descendant shall be called." He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type. Verse 20, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, even regarding things to come. By faith Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the exodus of the sons of Israel and gave orders concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, enduring the reproach of Christ, greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith he led Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured by seeing him who is unseen. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, so that he who destroyed the firstborn would not touch them. Verse 29, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as though they were passing through dry land, and the Egyptians, when they attempted it, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. And by faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace. Now, let's look at these verses and see what they are saying. The ones that they mentioned that lived by faith, Abraham, his faith grew from following God to a foreign land and believing that God was going to give him a son. And his faith grew that when tested to offer Isaac, he considered God, who promised is able to raise the dead. And it goes on, as we mentioned earlier, that Sarah was an example of faith because she considered God faithful to his promise, even when it looked impossible. So now it's saying that Joseph was also mentioned as a man of faith in verse 22. Now going on, we learn in verse 23 through 31 that Moses' parents were faithful. They were people of faith that protected Moses from death. And he was an example of not indulging the pleasures of life, Moses was, by enduring ill treatment with the other people of God. So endurance is a part of faith, and it leads to reward. And so we learned that by faith, Moses led his people out of Egypt, not fearing the king. That is an example of endurance and diligence and confidence. And we also studied about Rahab the harlot. As Jericho was destroyed by the faith of Joshua, who had led the people, then Rahab also trusted God, and she was a resident of Jericho. But her faith is what spared her and her family from death, and she didn't perish with disobedience. So, what other lessons have we learned in these verses through verse 32 through 34? We learned that, let me read 32 through 34. And what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, and Samuel, and prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouth of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, mighty in war, but foreign armies to flight. So by faith, these men of old, their faith helped them, and it listed here in these verses that by faith they conquered kingdoms, they performed righteousness, they obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions' mouths, they quenched the fire of power, they escaped the sword, they were made strong in their weakness, and they became mighty in war. So we want to continue then and read the rest of these verses to see what took place of these men and women of faith. Let me read verse 35 through 39. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their release, so that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others experienced mockings and scourgings, yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were put to death with a sword. They went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and in holes. Verse 39, and all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect. So, what then are these verses about? It's the result of faithful living and of righteous living. So, it's not always being rescued from harm. Here we see many that lived by faith that were not rescued. And we look back as we read these verses, we found that these people of faith, many were tortured, many were mocked, many were scourged or flogged. There were some imprisoned. There were many stoned. There were some that was cut in two. There were many that were tempted. There were some that were killed. There were some that came destitute and afflicted. And many were ill-treated. And there were many found wandering. But they gained approval, and they were commended by God. Why? Because of faith. Because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect. It was their faith that brought them through and helped them to endure and to be able to stand against all of these things that were put before them. And as we look at this faith chapter and study it, it's such an important part of the book of Hebrews, because it's showing examples of those that simply lived by faith. They trusted in the Lord God that had brought them through all of this. So, what do we see for ourselves in this chapter? I think that we see that we too, as believers, we have to put our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus that died for us, to believe upon His name, because He is the way, the truth, and the life, and He will help us to endure through everything. And without Him, we can do nothing. And I want us to end this study today to end in prayer and asking God to help us to endure and give us faith, faith of these mighty patriots that died and have gone on. Father, we just come to You thanking You for Your precious word. And we thank You for these many patriots of old that were such examples of faith, trusting totally upon You. And that's what we want to do as believers in our Lord Jesus Christ, is to put our total faith upon You and through Jesus, because we know that we can do nothing without You. Thank You, Father, for our great salvation. Thank You for Jesus. Thank You for the Holy Spirit. We ask it now in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.